hour six, those kinds of things, and a few other raw foods, nuts and seeds, but primarily his diet was the green smoothie throughout the day, whenever he felt hungry.
So I think they're making a quart of that that they're consuming, aren't they? That's what I've got.
Yeah, or more.
Or more, okay.
I think they're trying to drink a couple quarts a day.
Okay. I know it states a quart in the morning, so I would take it that would replace their normal breakfast then.
Yeah, it's filling. And I don't know if I put on the recipe or did I send out?
I didn't send that. So if you can repeat that, I'll shoot that on down. In fact, what is your smoothie consist of in the morning?
Okay, so
the book you're using is Green for Life, and the author's name is Victoria Boutenko.
Yeah,
I think is the way it's pronounced. Boutenko. And you've got probably a favorite that you do in the morning. Is that right?
Well, I'm stuck on the one that they served us because it's so delicious. Everybody that I've served it to, in fact, when I do a bone health party and I talk about the importance of eating more greens, you know, to keep our bodies alkalinized, to have, you know, for the nutrients for our bones.
Of course, I
emphasize the jade greenzymes because not everybody's going to make green smoothies, but I serve a green smoothie, and everybody loves it.
Okay, can you give us what's in that?
Yeah, it's 2 cups of water, and I use cold, chilled Pimag water, 1 banana, 1 pear, 3 handfuls of whatever greens you want. I usually do at least 1 to 2 handfuls of, I mean, I'm pretty big size handfuls. I mean, you just grab a fistful of spinach, but it can be whatever greens you want. And personally, so I do 2 handfuls of spinach and a big handful of kale, all organic, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then I like a dash of, or several dashes of cinnamon in it, but that's optional. And a tablespoon or so of ground flax seeds. And then also to ours, they didn't have any protein added to theirs, but we put some brown rice protein in, a scoop of that.
Okay.
And it's very filling. It's good. Even my 2-year-old liked it. 2-year-old granddaughter.
Well, it certainly sounds easy, for one thing. And you probably did some warm drinks previously. You've adjusted to the cold drink. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe yours were always cold drinks that you did.
Ours were always cold drinks.
Yours were always cold, okay. Okay. I'm just thinking about the winter months, but I often start with hot lemon water with a wedge of lemon in it in the morning for something hot also. So any other benefits that you heard or attested to, and what about the people that went with you? Have they done some of this too?
I don't think they've adopted it like we did. Of course, we have a Vitamixer,
okay.
And neither one of them do. So I could just go home and do it. In fact, I thought it was so good. We stopped at the store on the way home. I mean, it was 9:30 at night. I wanted more, but it's like I started craving it.
I found that true with the greens some time ago in just what we were doing with having them, even cooked and in food. And what was interesting, my youngest daughter-in-law was over here just a few days ago, and she was saying exactly the same thing. It wasn't about the smoothie. It was just about when she started incorporating greens in. She says, nobody else is doing it to the extent in the family that I am, but she goes, I just crave them. She says, I grill kale, meaning that not on a barbecue, but just on, a flat griddle. And she said, I love it. I absolutely love it. And she says, I never ate this stuff at all before. And so when your body is getting the nourishment that it needs and your taste buds do the change, I think it's absolutely amazing what takes place.
Well, you're absolutely right, because about a few weeks before we went to this class, I had done a 21 club with this gal around the corner in my neighborhood, and so I spent a lot of time at her house, and she kept feeding me lunch, and she's small framed, about your size, Char, and she was diagnosed with, some osteopenia and osteoporosis in some spots, and her mother had osteoporosis real bad, so she's, and her husband's a retired dentist also, who will not let her take the, didn't want her to take the bisphosphonates, so she was really excited about the osteodance, but she knows the importance of greens, and she had started serving me, she would get, this, the red chard.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
The red stems. And she would have it all chopped up and in a huge, giant bowl and then, get handfuls out for lettuce instead of, for salad instead of lettuce, just that chopped up kale. Well, she started serving that to me for lunches, usually with a cup of soup, and that for the side salad and with other vegetables on it and fresh vegetables and a nice spicy dressing. Sometimes she'd ever so, because it was cold back in February, she would stick it in the microwave for like just a few seconds, just enough, not to really totally wilt it, just so it's more room temperature, not cold.
Mm-hmm.
That was good too. Anyway, that's how she got me hooked on having the chard for lettuce instead of regular lettuce. And she said she just craves it, and she said, just since I've been doing this, I can't eat regular lettuce. I mean, I can, but it doesn't taste like it has enough oomph to it. And so I started doing the same thing, and Ron and I feel the same way. Now we love just having the chard for our lettuce.
Well, it is about, I still advocate that it's about a dual combination of education and giving your taste buds a chance to adapt to a different way of eating, and your body will let you know what it really wants and what is really good for it. Is there anything else in the book, Green for Life, that you remember that stood out to you? Tips, maybe?
Truth be known, I have not read the whole book.
Okay.
I was, a little bit into it, because I just went right to... Well, I had also... they had given out some books. I bought that book there, and then they had some drawings, like door prizes, and Athena won this other little book that was, and I forget the name of it, which is that the Patinko, or whatever, however you say their name, family, their story, a little paperback.
Referred to it.
The complete story, and I read that, so I knew their story, so I confessed that I hadn't read the whole Green for Life book. Then my daughter and son-in-law were here this weekend, and I served him some green smoothie for breakfast. He liked it so much, he started looking through the book and asked if he could borrow it, so I sent it home with him.
It is something that's so simple, and once we have started down this path of eating much cleaner and the way that we feel our body is showing us that it really likes it, wanting to be minus these diseases that are plaguing the average American on the sad American diet, it's not difficult to make these additions or slight modifications. And, when I came back and looked at some of my cookbooks, I had quite a few cookbooks here on eating raw. One was by Dr. Cousins that's down there in Phoenix where Jeannie is, and we've talked about that and adopted my favorite salad recipe, which is kale and few scattered Kalamata olives sliced, and some, let's see, what else is in there, tomato, diced tomato. And then the dressing, I'm probably missing something, the dressing is done with an avocado and celery, and just a dash of oil is all I put into it. And you just whip that up in a bullet or a blender, and the dressing, and you've wilted the kale down just by massaging it a little bit after it's been cut, and spread the dressing on it, and it is, it's in my taste buds, it's to die for. It's absolutely wonderful. I can shoot that down to everybody also. But anyway, I think it's simple. I think it's very simple. It's very easy. And I know how I feel in doing it, and it's a perfect time of the year right now, going into spring, well into spring now, and then into summer when we've got all that fresh produce that's available, and the temperature is up that we can make that modification. What I would like to see happen, Lynn, is a few more of us do it and come back on the line and share some of the benefits that we've seen from it, in how we're feeling, and pass the information on to others. Pick up the book if you've got the opportunity to do that, or there's probably a website for her also. I think I may have seen it in there. If any of the other facilitators are on the line that have that handy and you know what it is, if you've gone there.
Sure. Something else that was kind of fun last weekend, you know how at Costco every, you know, 3 months or so they have the people there demonstrating the Vitamixer.
Uh-huh.
And so it was last weekend at our Costco, and I was standing there in the group of people, and the guy looked at me and he says, "You have a Vitamixer, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "I can tell by your skin and your face, how you look."
Wow.
Basically, he was saying you look healthier than the other people. he asked me if I use it a lot, and I said, "Yes, every day I make these green smoothies and stuff," and he says, "I can tell."
You know, that's one thing that I would encourage people to put on their list as they realize that their grocery bill has gone down dramatically when they've left off the animal product, that they can definitely justify having. And I'll say that because since we've been back from New York these few days, I've had to rely on another blender, which I took the bottom out of one of them, burned it up, using it like I would the Vitamix, because I left my Vitamix back in New York because I knew we weren't going to be home very, very long here. And so I really do miss that, and the convenience of having that tool in your kitchen, not only for that but other things that you will do, is incredible. And they are spendy, but pretty much a lifetime item. And if you do wear it out, you can just realize that your health is that much better. And it's time to replace it much cheaper than doing other things to provide treatment for conditions that we may have gone through because our health wasn't so good because we weren't quite doing it the way we are now. So go ahead.
Can I just interrupt for a second?
Certainly.
For those who are looking for Vitamix, I think if you go to Vitamix.com, they have recycled ones, reconditioned ones.
Oh.
Extensively.
Okay.
I saw that around the holidays time, and I think it probably may be an ongoing thing. Also, Lynn, could you just repeat, because I don't think the tape was going at the time, about the 400-pound man who did not have any hanging skin, how that was accomplished?
Thank you, Nancy.
Sure.
At the raw foods class, this gentleman that was sharing, a year ago, February, he weighed 400 pounds. Passed around pictures so that we could all see. And he looked away about, and he was a tall man, probably 6 foot, and he looked away about 190, 200, just a month ago. And anyway, he told us that the green smoothie was what he used to, along with eating other raw, a few other raw foods, but mostly the green smoothie throughout the day, to lose his weight. And the interesting thing was that his skin shrunk with his body, so that he didn't look all flabby. He looked really great. And then he told about a woman that he had met sometime during this last year, and she had lost a tremendous amount of weight some other method, not using raw foods, and her skin was definitely hanging and sagging, and he encouraged her to try the green smoothies and the raw foods, and she did, and her skin shrunk up to where it belonged. So.
And, you know, I have to add to this, I got so excited when I started reading the book, and I've been just, you know, carrying it with me so that when we're going someplace, I can read a few pages, because I'm not much for sitting and reading right now. But I was reading it myself, and I decided I wanted to share it with Denny. Well, sometimes he's agreeable to me sharing it, and sometimes he's not so agreeable. He's got his mind on other things. So anyway, I started reading, and I said, you probably aren't going to take time to read this, honey, so I'd like to read just some sections to you. And after I read one area and then I kept going, he said, I think I can probably read it for myself and get more out of it. And he was being very polite about it. So when I got out of the car to run in and pick something up yesterday, here he's got my book when I came back, and he had read almost up to where I was, which tells you I hadn't gotten very far. And he said, this is really quick, easy reading, he says, and it definitely holds your interest. So, you know, he's not where I am as far as interest level in what we're doing. He is doing it, and I'm really pleased with the changes he has made for his sake as well as for mine. And so, you know, I'll just encourage you guys. There's a number of recipes in there. There's some great statistics to back up what we're talking about, and everything is very well footnoted at the and referred to at the back of the book. You know, it's in a, you can pick it up in probably any of the larger bookstores, or they will order it in. I had to scour around a little bit in Portland because they seem to be out of it, is what I was told, but they would order it back in for me, and some of them had it coming in. But I did find two copies, passed one on to a friend that's having real health challenges now, and I'm very excited to watch and see the results. Based on what we've already done, I cannot imagine this not giving a huge boost. And what I think of for people that maybe haven't gotten quite to where they want to be, this could be just another thing to kind of break the routine and maybe I would say plateau, and encourage them to take one more step and go through the book and add the smoothie. And let's get Lynn back on the line, and we will do some good advertising so more people can take advantage of this and get it recorded again from the beginning. Does anybody have a question, any of the facilitators that are on the host line? Does anyone have a question for Lynn?
Lynn, is that 400 to 200-pound man still doing only the smoothies all day, or has he adapted where he's incorporated more vegetables into his eating plan?
You know what? I don't recall that he even said.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know, he could be like some people we've had previously that when they find an easy way, they don't, food isn't as important to them as it probably is to me in enjoying in the preparation of it and the variety.
Well, one reason why I think he probably mostly relies on the smoothies is because in a lot of the pictures, his wife was in there, and she's huge. She didn't look to be quite as, you know, not 400 pounds, but I bet she's 300.
Wow.
And he said that she has not adopted this, and she's still heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Which means he's on his own, and
he's on his own, sure.
Doing something simple, and I imagine. What age bracket would you say he was in?
I would say he was probably in his 50s.
Okay, so might still be working and all of that also. Possibly, anyway. So anybody else have a question? Give you a chance to unmute if you do. Well, Lynn, I just want to thank you for taking the time to do this morning, because I know that what we've heard is going to encourage not only me but other people. And also, it is recorded. If you didn't get all of it,
so besides the green smoothie, I'll send you a couple of the other recipes of things they served us that night.
Sounds like Char got disconnected. That would be great.
Yeah, there's a great cauliflower salad that that everybody really liked.
Mm. Always looking for good, easy recipes.
Yeah.
Is that you, Char?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I must have bumped a button. So anyway, thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. And we'll come back together again and hope that you'll join us and give some experiences that we've had with the application of this and pass the information on. And if you missed it, it will be recorded on lifestylesupport.org, lifestylesupport.org, O-R-G. On the end. We'll look forward to hearing results from you and other suggestions and things that you have picked up as you've begun to apply it. So thank you, Lynn, for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing more.
Char, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
What was the name of that book?
Green for Life. Green for Life by Victoria Boutenko, B-O-U-T-E-N-K-O. And it's a quick, easy paperback read, so you can get through it fast with lots of useful recipes and information in there also.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.